At this point, which can we be, can we in the clapping convention?
We have been standing for a long time. Friday, we were here on Friday, we prayed. Though I came back from Federal University Lafayette, then I decided to join the meeting. It was an intensive time of prayer. We felt as though we should not stop. Today, I came, saw you were praying quite a lot. I was on some international calls that took my time and some engagement. But nevertheless, here we are. I want to give us a little understanding on something. Then we pray. I want to teach you something basic this evening. Maybe basic, but some of you may not actually fully understand it. I want us to begin with, that's Acts chapter 1, book of Acts chapter 1. It's very important for you to learn something. Learn something anytime you come for a teaching session. You ought to learn something. Okay. I want to talk to you about power and energy. Power and energy. Maybe the physics student, the science student will understand much better today than the art student. The operations of God is by power and energy. What I mean by that is, anytime you see something happen in the face of the earth, it's because a power was engaged. Anytime you see something happen in the face of the earth, it's because an energy was engaged. Whether you like it or not, the law of inertia will always be there. That a body will remain at the state of rest until it was acted upon by an external force. The same thing with your life. Your life will remain in a state until there is a force acted upon it for it to shift and to move. There are two ways in life. You either go up or you go down. Either way, you must go. What I mean by that is that the laws that have been put in place in life is not favorable to anybody. What it means is that according to life, the normal tendency that every man will flow is a tendency towards decay. The normal tendency that any man will flow is a tendency towards failure. So any man that succeeds somehow went against the torrent. And what makes the person went against the torrent is because there is an energy, there is a power that was involved. What I mean by that is, for you to move from your house to this place, you engage an energy, you engage a power. For you to do the things you do, you are engaging an energy, you are engaging a power. For you to see, for you to hear me, for you to do anything you do, you are burning some level of currency. Power and energy are being excited. As such, for a man to be able to grow physically, power and energy are involved. That is why somehow food becomes your fuel for survival. Do you realize that? How many of you have not eaten for the past 1 month? Now we know we don't have human beings among us. We now have spirit. But even spirit themselves, they eat. They eat. But what they eat may not be what you know. And that is why in the realms of the operation of power and energy, I need to understand there's another supply that helps a man to rise. When I speak about the need for power in the physical perspective, there's also need for power and energy in the spiritual perspective. What I'm trying to look at is spiritual power and spiritual energy. Okay? The Holy Spirit is one of the greatest entities both in heaven and upon the face of the earth. Power is a tool given to every believer to be able to thrive in life. That's why if you read the book of Acts chapter 1:8, you will understand the need for power and energy. Acts 1:8, the Bible speaking says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Go to the book of Acts chapter 10, 38. Bible speaking, see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When you read these two scriptures, you understand something, that it was impossible for the believers to actually effectively witness unto the Lord without the agency of two faculties. The first faculty was the faculty of power. The second faculty was the faculty of the Holy Spirit. I told you, in life basically, what will make a man not to go against the torrent of darkness, what will make a man not to go against the torrent that has been proposed after the man to ensure that the man crash in life, is where the man has certain level of power and what? Energy. The same thing spiritually. If any man must be able to thrive and go against the law of inertia program after his life to ensure that the man does not succeed, he must have what? The Holy Spirit, and he must have power. I believe that the Holy Spirit and power is the spiritual energy and power of God. Mind you, if I use my hand and I hit Barnabas like this, he will feel some pain. What did I do? I use power and I want to exercise energy. So you must understand that power and energy is related. Physics student, what's the difference between power and energy? Let me see whether you were diligent enough in your class. If you like, give me the mechanical formula, no problem. I have the spiritual understanding. What's the formula for power? Work times force. Who again? You thought you have escaped your class. We will reach there. You will not know that you have spillover, carry over. You failed. You failed exam, you refused to learn correction. And that was terrible. Now, it abides by you here again. You must be able to learn how to convert energy and power for your own advantage as a believer. Because the conversion of them matters so much in your life for you to thrive. You need to understand the dynamics of the power of God at work in you. The Bible says God is able to do far abundantly beyond that which you can think or you can imagine. But what? According to his power at working within you. That should let you understand that the power of God at work in the life of every believer is important for God to do business with a man. It is impossible for God to do business with a man that does not have power. He has to empower him to do that. That's why the Bible says you should tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Why? Because like I told you, the laws of life may never work for a believer. They work against the believer. The way the laws of life are designed, the devil being the prince of the power of the air will ensure that everything works against you. So the only advantage that you will have is how much more you utilize power and what? Energy. And I told you, whether you look at power in a carnal mindset, but there's also power in a spiritual sense. As such, the Holy Spirit is the energy and the power of God. Because you will receive power after what? The Holy Ghost come upon you. So the coming of the Holy Spirit supply with it an abundant of power. When the Holy Spirit come upon the life of a man, power follow it by default. And that's why when the Holy Spirit come upon you and you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you don't begin to pray in tongues. As you begin to pray in tongues, the praying in tongues is more like the dunamo. It's more like the dynamo. Have you been to a power plant before? Have you seen that they are turbine that generate electricity? Have you seen it before? You've not seen it. That thing that look like fan, that when it turns water, suddenly that's a circuit connection that electricity come. Do you realize that the Holy Spirit has the ability? That mechanism is hidden inside of you as a believer. You are that turbine. Immediately when you begin to pray by the agency of the Holy Spirit, you generate power. And that's how when you read the scripture very well, if you look at the Greek and the Hebrew context, in keeping to the definition of each word, they may be different. And they are very, very different. And that's why in the book of Acts chapter 1:8, the word power there actually means dunamis. And if me and you agree, dunamis, when you look at it, it tries to let you understand that it is actually a word, power at rest. It speaks about a potential kind of power. That will let you understand every believer has a potential deposit of power after the Holy Spirit comes. The coming of the Holy Spirit upon the life of a believer gives him what? potential power. And that power that comes upon the believer is supposed to be the power at working within what? Him. So that he can be able to ensure that when that power begins to be exercised, God cannot be able to do wondrous things in diverse dimensions according to that power that is working inside of him. Do you understand that how much more electricity are generated in a place depends on the capacity of the turbine? Why do we have low voltage, low whatever, low level? It's because from the supply station there, they supply limited power. And sometimes the power is supplied so much, but the distribution channel is not effectively well. And that is why there are places actually in Nigeria that you have light 24 hours. I was in Kaiji Dam. Kaiji Dam is Ajeba. I was Ajeba. I went to see one of my beloved friends there, and suddenly I discovered that we're there for a long time. They didn't blink light even once. And he told me that that's how it has been for a long time. Not because they have a well-organized system. No, it was there that they're generating light. It is there that they have Kaiji Dam. So you even go there and see the way they're generating the electricity. So the power and the voltage is too much there. In fact, they say they used to off the engine. So that at least, I mean, because they don't have where to store the power. And I was like, there are state places in Niger State that don't have light. He said the challenge is the distribution. There is no well enough circuit distribution to be able to distribute those power to those required regions. So sometimes you might be generating enough power from within you, but you don't know how to distribute it well. And that's why your life will remain the way you are. And that's why every believer that angel is standing there by him. Do you realize that? The last time you had acid, the angel was there. You don't know how to engage the power within you to be able to take advantage of this so that you can be able to survive. The last time bad thing happened to you, angels, we are there. You can be a pastor. Somebody will die in your family and you're a pastor. Why? You didn't take advantage of the power that is inherent, that is potential inside of you. And if you have studied physics very well, there's a difference between kinetic energy and what? Potential energy. Because I told you, when power is engaged, energy is exercised. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Immediately when power is engaged, energy is what's exercised. When the turbine begins to rotate, suddenly energy is what? Converted from one form to another. They say energy can never be what? Created nor destroyed, but it can be what? Transformed from one form to another. What does that tell you? That by the time you begin to rotate your hand like this, the time is going to come that you are going to convert rotational energy to what? Heat energy. Do you realize that? It's true. You can convert mechanical energy to heat energy. I think your iron is conversion of what? Electrical energy to heat energy. So, of course, normally the iron, when you carry it like this, and you can even iron the fine cheeks of this my own boy. But let's plug it into some supply a little bit. It will hook itself toward power there. You know, I told you the power that comes from your circuit comes from a source, from a turbine that rotates from somewhere. Hope you are not lost. I'm trying to understand, to let you understand the dynamics of what is going inside of you. That you too, you are hooked up to a high tension wire. Just that you don't know. And because you don't know, demons will stay where they are and they will do like that and you will fall. But when you understand how the dynamics operate, you can connect yourself. And suddenly, by the time we connect the socket, I mean, when you put it there, leave it for some seconds, this guy will shout, "Mama, oh." Why? Now we knew that power is converted. Do you understand now? That energy is converted from one form to another. And that any form of energy is useful. Do you realize that? Every form of energy is useful. Every form. Whether heat energy, whether light energy, just that may be useful the way you want it to be, but useful for something. And you can never destroy it, no matter how you try to. You can never. Never. So you must be able to understand that apart from the conversion, you must understand also that there was different form of it also. That from the form that it was as potential, it now moved toward kinetic. Because the first time, do you know that the first time the iron is dangerous? Just that it was in a mechanical form, or you can call it potential form. Is that not true? But immediately when you excite it, suddenly there are some, is it electrons and protons and some, you know, charges that begin to move. And suddenly when those charges begin to move, they become excited. They become kinetic. Right? There is something called kinetic energy now. Energy at work. Energy that is at work. So at that moment, that energy is at work, and suddenly it will him. When you see a gun may just be a gun, but you don't know that there is what is called escape velocity. And you will never know what is escape velocity, because no matter how I teach it to you now, you won't understand it. But let me point a gun at you. I said, do you know that something is called escape velocity? You will not believe me. But let me press the trigger. You will understand that what's called escape velocity. How that something will move from ground zero to ground 1,000. It's quantum leap. Normally, you are supposed to jump from here. No matter how the best among us that can jump from here to maybe to that side. But escape velocity, God, you jump from here to that side. And that kind of a jump that you jump from here to that side requires energy and what? Power. A believer is supposed to function by escape velocity. That any time when the enemy comes, the Bible says like a flood. Like a flood. You don't rise gradually. No. When the devil comes to me at night, I rise kapapua. So I am not starting from ground level for him to have a field day. No. I rise from up. So the devil says, are you okay? No, I'm not okay. I came with escape velocity. You need escape velocity for you to thrive as a believer. You move straight to kinetic energy. Energy that is at working to ensure that you thrive against the princes of darkness. I get what I'm saying now? But you must understand the working of what we call dunamis and dynamo of power. When you generate power sufficiently, when you gather it enough, so that in the days when it's required, suddenly you can release it out. Because what will make you to thrive upon the face of the earth is how much power and how much energy you can be able to exercise. So sometimes when I want to begin to study the Bible, as I carry the scripture to begin to read, I take advantage of what? The power is hidden inside of me. Do you understand what I'm saying now? The Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes. That power is what? Dunamis. I begin to read the scripture by the working of the power inside of me. So then the light and revelation begin to convert. That energy is converted. So I begin to feel the anointing of reading the Bible. What you don't understand is that there's an energy that is being converted. There's a conversion of power and energy. So then the light and revelation come. And by the time I close my eyes, vision and dream become natural. Why? A power was converted to give me advantage via energy release. Do you know you need energy to be able to cook food? Without any form of energy, you can't cook food. Whether mechanical, or whether electrical, whether gas, anything you want to engage is an energy. And there must be power in view. The same way, I learned of a God general, a man that there was no light in the region for a very long time. He came and just touched the transformer. As long as his hand is on the transformer, there will be full light. Full light, I mean full light. But when you remove his hand, they will carry light. So they don't look for chair and give him and leave him there. And they leave like this. Everybody is enjoying the light. As long as his hand is there, there will be light. I said they should allow this man to there. They will just look for wire and connect him to his house so that they will put wire in his body and connect him to transformer. So you now understand that men can be generators of power. Have you been in a situation where your body shocked you before? Do you know you have power inside of you? I realized that actually, two individuals can be joined together and they can be taken advantage of and generate electricity. That's why if you rub your hand very well, if you rub your hand very well, heat will come. When you carry two stones together, you light will spark. Why? God has hidden power inside of every creation. Every creation has power. Stone has power. Do you know, as useless as this thing may be, it has power. But you don't know that it has power. But let me carry it. I hit it on your head. I don't need to explain the physics. You understand that there is power inside. I get what I'm saying now. You have power inside of you, but do you know how to exercise it? You don't. One of my friends was about to be raped by a guy. She didn't know when she bite the guy and bite his ear. She said, Apostle, I did that. I said, that's good. You are anointed. She was going back to class. She was going back from school. All these boys just came and gathered around her. I don't know the kind of energy that came upon her. She wrestled with mighty men. They couldn't carry her phone. They couldn't do anything. She told me she didn't know the kind of strength that came upon her. I said, that is the energy that comes from within you. Do you know that is a hormone? They call, is it adrenaline? They say it's a hormone for FFF. Fright, fight, and what? Flight, something like that. Do you know that the way you are gentle like this, you are not gentle at all. You have energy and power. Let's release a lion here. If they release a lion here, you will not know when you will jump this fence. You will never know. Why? There is a power at working inside of you. Suddenly, you will see that normal power is converted to power to fly. You will fly without knowing. It's a power at working inside of you. And that's why sometimes in a state of emergency, you don't know what you can do. You will never know what you will do in a state of emergency. But do you know you can live that normal kind of life? I'm telling you, we are not too many strong men, but we are men that know how to take advantage. We know how to combat power. There are times when I see if I see a sick person, there is some kind of power that comes out of me. I don't know how it works. It angers me so much. Sometimes if I see the point up, you are just angry enough to just cast. I went for a meeting, I saw people sick. I was just saying, why are these guys singing song? They are wasting time. Do a special number. Let's start. Let me cast out those devils from out of those people. Why? Because the power, it was calling. No, Jesus, the Bible said Jesus Christ was preaching, and the power of God was there to heal. So that power was beckoning upon him to heal. You must understand there is power in the inside of you. That's why sometimes when you pass through certain situations, you get very angry. Have you passed through someone that is sick before and you get very angry? Why is this person always like that? What you don't understand, the power is beckoning inside of you. Go and generate more. Come again. When you look at it, the thing will run away. Why do demons look at Jesus and say, why do you want to come and cast him out? Why? It's because he has generated power. Have you stayed in the presence of God for a long time praying before? When you came out, you yourself know you are not seeing only yourself. You are just seeing things. Just something is blowing through your eyes. You are seeing even oxygen. Now you are like microscope. You are even seeing the molecule of oxygen around. At that time, the wind that blow in your house too, in the one that blow in your room, you are even seeing them in the spirit. It's a level in the spirit that you become one with energy. Man can become solid liquid and gas. You can pray to a point you can change from a liquid form, a solid form to a liquid form. You can change from time from a liquid form to what? To a gas. You can convert yourself. Why? Because the power of God is working inside of you. You may not believe my discourse, so let me reduce the tempo. The changing patterns and the variations of a thing reveal the characteristics of a thing as a result of an influence or a force. What I mean is that the strength of anything that is dynamical is in its ability to adapt and to conform to a reality. Man being a dynamic operation of God must be able to change and to adapt, conforming to a nature in keeping to power. What I mean by that is this. There was a time when Jesus Christ needed to walk upon water. What do you think happened to him? He became like water and he walked upon water. Do you realize that? At that time, he became liquid. There was a time when he needed to leave and ascend up. What happened to him? He became like a gaseous form and he ascended into heaven. There are times when you have to relate with people, so he became like solid, so he related to him. You must understand that the dynamic of the power of God that working in you can make you become anything at any time, as long as it is needed at the moment. A friend of mine was traveling, an ambulance was stopped on the road, and they shoot gun, bang, 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 gun didn't enter. The guy was surprised. He was wondering, how is this possible? It means me that gun did not enter. He now began to cry. But what he doesn't know, that is part of his own reality. Can gas be killed? Can liquid be killed? No. There are certain solids that even if you hit themselves, now you go pay. Come and be hitting this is it bench, I'll be chair now. No matter how you hit and hit, it's you who will take to the hospital. This one will remain the way it is. You can become, God can ensure by the power of at work inside of him, he can make you to become a different state that will be an advantage to you. Okay. What is power? Power, forget about your physics lecture now. Eh? Power is the end product of prayer, knowledge, and sacrifice. Power, I'm not talking about physics power now. P is equal to IV, or what do you call it? I don't want that one. Talking about the one that will benefit you. Eh? Power is the end product of what? Prayer, knowledge, and sacrifice. There's a level of sacrifice a man can offer, can grant him power. There's a level of knowledge a man can have that can bring power. There's a level of prayer a man can pray that can grant him power. According to your physics, they say power is the ability to do unto that good something. They look at power as an influence, as a control. The ability to influence a thing, we call it power. When we speak about power, when we speak about the power of God, we speak about the energy of God in view. And what is energy? Energy is the end product of power. I told you that the end product of power is what? Energy. Because anytime power is beckoned upon, is to the end product that energy is revealed. So that is that energy that you use to do work. Do you understand what I'm saying now? That's why I say energy is what? The ability, the capacity to do work. Is that okay? Because energy is the impetus. When we talk about impetus, is the ability behind all motion and all activity. There is nothing you want to do today that you must not need energy. You need energy to do anything. But that energy can come because a power was beckoned upon. And I told you, power, your life require energy and require power to thrive. The life of a believer, he spend two commodities. You spend energy, you spend what? Power. You don't spend money. You use these two tools to God to get what? Money. You don't believe what I'm telling you. If a man has power, if a man has energy, he's going to get money. You understand? So in the totality in life, we spend energy, we spend power. Okay? And of course, according to your unit of measurement, they will tell you, forget about that. I don't even want to bore you with the physics of it. Go ahead, return back to your physics notebook. Let your carnal teachers teach you that one. Energy can never be created, can never be destroyed according to your people, but it can be turned from one form to another. I agree with that one. Whether you like it or not, the origin of energy is spiritual, and its conversion is dynamical. In keeping to wisdom, in engineering and technology, mechanical energy, electrical energy, heat energy, both of them can be interchangeable, as I've explained to you. Okay? And I let you also understand that potential energy is a spiritual capacity you receive from God that is at rest in your life. But you can convert it into diverse dimensions. And when I talk about potential energy, it's keeping to potential power. Okay? When I talk about kinetic energy, it's keeping to what? Kinetic power. And in keeping to that, potential energy, spiritual potential power, are seen in two ways. The dunamis. And the dunamis is actually the power of God that comes upon a believer inherent to help him to be able to take advantage of it to thrive. But now, that power may not be to benefit a believer until he's converted. And I told you, you are the turbine that can convert that power. And when you begin to take advantage of it from within you, you convert it to kinetic power. And that kinetic power is the power of energy in motion. And there are a few of them. If you don't understand it, go and listen to my message. The message we preach at the retreat. Is it something of dynamic of spiritual power, right? Kinetic power, the power that you can use for your own advantage. Number one, there is kratos. Number two, there is iskus. Number three, there is exousia. Number four, there is anakazo. Number five, there is daidumai. There is energia, there is aki. You must understand that when you begin to convert the power inside of you, it becomes diverse variation that you can use. I get what I'm saying now. So you must learn how to take advantage of those diversities of those power to benefit you as a believer. Because you require power and energy to what? To thrive in life. You may not be able to understand the full mechanisms, but I assure you, when a man begins to take advantage of these things, you will live your life naturally on perpetual victory. Okay? Because you need power, you need energy for anything you do in this kingdom. Grant me the ability to partner with you effectively well. Shaba bala naka basko brete kubala ni abakas ko brete kubala di labakas kablatina vaya. Mambeta kwate le beretus kablata babula naka bakas kalia tasqua. My babule, my babule, my babule, my babule. Gaba ba twa twa bala bata baska brata babala dula baba kwaska dada babala dula bakas kabia latas. Gaba bala daba kwa da brata babala dula babaska brata babala dia baska. Mainda babaska brata babulan daba kwaska brata babala duaska. Bala baska bala baska bala baska bala baska bala baska bala bai. Mai baba babaska brata babala dula babaska brata babala dia. Manda babas, manda babas, manda babas, manda babai. Bala baba la bai baba la baba bai baba la baba bai baba la baba boa manda bakas ka bala de la bakas ka bala dia manda babas ka bala babas ka bala baba la babuas ka Malabanda Bashkabala Babas Kabala Babua. Mind the Bequest Kabala Debas Kabala Babas. Manda Babala Bas Kabala Baba. Malababas Kabala Babas. Malababas Kabala Babas. Malababas Kabala Babas Kababa Boa. Manda Bas Kabala Bas Kabala Babai. Why? Bye 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 bye
bye bye bye bye bye bye bye Prive, 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 spirit, prive, 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 spirit, prive,
King,
you are the king.
King of Hosts.